I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, February 1st. It's back to school in Quincy today. Quincy Public Schools are open today on a regular schedule after being closed yesterday to allow for more cleanup from Saturday's blizzard. Officials say sidewalks and parking lots around all schools have been cleared, but there may be some overnight street closures around schools and MBTA stations this week to allow for more snow removal. Curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is on a regular schedule this week. The President's Coast Project's community engagement events that were planned for tomorrow have been postponed per direction of the city due to the storm cleanup. A new date has not yet been determined. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be asking the City Council to approve funding for a new fire department ladder truck and fire engine. Also next week, the mayor will be explaining the next steps needed for the development of a new Squantum Elementary School. 34-year-old Edwin Cruz Flores of Quincy is charged with stealing $120 worth of Yankee candles from the Star Market on Granite Street Sunday afternoon. Store security says Flores showed what appeared to be a gun when he was confronted. Police arrested him a short time later and recovered a baton, but no gun was found. A new COVID testing and vaccination schedule begins today at Manic Community Health Center's clinic at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy. Walk-in testing will take place on Tuesdays from 1 to 4 p.m., and vaccinations by appointment will take place Thursdays from 3 to 7 p.m. To make an appointment, go to manatchc.org. The clinic may have to relocate next month to allow for the construction of a new special education learning center. Well, today marks the beginning of Lunar New Year. Here in Quincy, Quincy Asian Resources is celebrating with a virtual event on February the 20th at noon to mark the Year of the Tiger. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, February 1st.